Hello, my name is Desi Jackson, and I will read Roses in the Snow, a tale of St. Elizabeth of Hungary, which was written by me and illustrated by a very talented lady, Lydia Grace Cutter-Callan. Elizabeth loved roses, yellow ones with the color of the hot summer Hungarian sun, red ones like the embroidery on her grandmother's dress, white ones like the storks on the top of the village church. She loved them all. She loved how her grandmother grew them in the windowsill, especially for her. Nagy and Mama had planted them in large pots the day Elizabeth was born, and every year in November they picked some and took them to the village church. Today was that day. Nagy and Mama, tell me the story about the roses and the beautiful lady. Tell me about my Elizabeth. Grandmother's wrinkles around her mouth stretched into a sweet smile. She wobbled to her rocking chair and sat down by the stove, fixing her babushka tied around her gray hair. She looked at her sweet Elizabeth and began the story, a story so sweet and so familiar, yet always so exciting and so new. A long time ago, began Nagy and Mama, and even the playful flames in the fireplace quieted down and the fluffy cat stretched blissfully on the rug near her. A long time ago, in this beautiful country of ours, during the hot July days, when the farmers gathered sweet hay for the winter, a little girl was born. As beautiful as the Hungarian roses and as sweet as the Hungarian bread, she was her parents' joy. They named her Elizabeth. The child grew happy and virtuous in the king's court. She loved to spend her days playing in the flower garden and marveling at her favorite flowers, the sweet, fragrant roses. She would gather them in her skirt and carry them to the church to grace the feet of the Blessed Mother. As it happens, times fly on the wings of the storks, and one spring followed another, and the girl grew into a beautiful maiden. Her outward beauty was great, but the beauty of her soul was deeper, and the perfume of her holiness was sensed everywhere. One day, as it happens to many a maiden, she married. She married a good man by the name of Ludwig IV, the Landgrave of Thuringia. The couple happily set forth in life together. The king loved his sweet Hungarian rose, and she loved him back. Their place was soon filled with the laughter of children and the blessing of a happy family. Elizabeth loved her children, and she spent her time playing with them and nurturing them just as any good mother would do. Sometimes, while they played in the garden, a beggar would pass by that Elizabeth's sweetheart would twist in pain and love for the poor creature. She would run into the palace kitchen and come out with breads, jam, fruits, and even with the cook's most coveted cabbage rolls. Her loving and good husband did not mind that she gave away to the poor. Not at all. In truth, it made the man love her more and cherish her with a love stronger than the one he felt for her on their wedding day. His mother, however, was not touched by the sweetness and the charity of her daughter-in-law. She was a woman whose heart had forgotten how to breathe fresh air. It had become accustomed to darkness and cold, and the sight of beautiful roses and their fragrance was irritating its slumber. So naturally, the light that shone from Elizabeth made her mother-in-law a wee bit cranky. The old woman ran to her son complaining about missing bread or pies or at hours of the day. Her son listened politely, for he loved his mother. Yet he could not help but smile at the love his wife had for the poor. "Is it time for the miracle of the roses, Nagy Mama?" Little Elizabeth wriggled impatiently closer to her grandmother. Even the cat lifted his sleepy head up off the rug. "Be patient, Edison. Miracle cannot be rushed. Neither can stories, or they won't taste as sweet as they ought to." Picking up a few stitches on her needle, Nagy and Mama continue. One cold day, my Nagy Mama told me it was even snowing, and she knew that because her Nagy Mama told her, and she knew that because her Nagy Mama told her, giggled Elizabeth. Well, if Nagy Mama said there was snow. So it was a snowy day, and Elizabeth had a basket full of kiflis of all sorts, some good kolaches and other food. She was making her way to the homes of the poor men, trying to help them with their children's stomach and their own. Well, who would she come upon but her own husband and some of his countrymen? Some believe her mother-in-law was also there with them. Elizabeth blushed, for she did not want to bring more quarrels on her dear beloved's head than he already had to deal with. He looked at her lovingly and asked her in a sweet, devoted kind of voice what she was carrying in her basket. Sweet, sweet Elizabeth, her cheek as red as the Hungarian roses in her father's garden, she softly answered, "Roses." Manake Mama said, Elizabeth's mother-in-law laughed so hard that it made the snow stop falling. In the quietness of the moment, her husband lifted the cloth from the basket, and out came roses, red ones, white ones. They were gently falling to the ground onto the light cover of snow. Elizabeth herself just stood there in awe of this miracle. How her heart rejoiced at heaven's protection. She looked lovingly at her husband, who was bent down picking up most beautiful white rose. He kissed it and placed it into his wife's hand. I wish I could tell you they lived happily until old age, but you know I cannot. Ludwig died from a fever and left his wife a young widow. The miracle of the roses did not warm the heart of her mother-in-law or her brother-in-law, and our sweet Hungarian Rose had a hard time in this new land. After she laid her husband to rest, she became a Third Order Franciscan. She continued to live a life of holiness, a life sprinkled with the scent of roses, dedicated to the love of the poor and the sick. The church bell rang louder and clear. Their sound meant that it was time for Holy Mass. Quietly, Elizabeth put on her coat and wrapped her red babushka around her long braids. She picked up her roses and quietly slipped outside. Holding on to her grandmother's aging hands, she walked down the small village road. The November air was filled with the smell of hot bread, baking, and jelly cooking. The village geese followed them curiously from time to time, making a honking noise as if to invite other passersby to join this procession. A soft snowflake fell on Elizabeth's red cheeks. She looked up, and the sky was filled with millions of snowflakes falling down to the ground like soft mother's kisses. She clutched tightly to her bundle of roses, roses and snowflakes, just like in her beloved story. If only she had a white rose to add to her bouquet. How happy that would make her to place them all at the foot of St. Elizabeth's statue in the village church. When she looked up at Nagaya Mama, Elizabeth saw a white rose resting in her sweet grandmother's wrinkled hand. Nagaya Mama, how did you know? Asked Elizabeth. Well, I had that one pot that never gave any roses, but I waited for it to show me its miracle. And it did it not? Answered her grandmother. You sure did, Nagaya Mama, and what a perfect time for this sweet gift. Elizabeth held tighter to her grandmother, forgive my old eyes, and slowly they made their way inside the church to assist at the holy sacrifice of the Mass and to celebrate the miracle of the woman, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Here it is, and I hope it touches your heart as it has touched mine. Thank you.